This is an exciting new winery book, an extensive travel guide for the country's wine regions. It's called A Guide to Touring New Zealand's Wineries. And author Joelle Thompson takes you on a journey across the best cycling walkways and, of course, wineries in some of the most picturesque parts of Aotearoa. To tell us all about it, writer, author and journalist Joelle Thompson joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. It's been a while, Joelle. Welcome back to the show and congratulations on this book. It looks like you've put heaps of work into it.
Thank you. Yes, I did. It took a long time. Many, many nights at my computer, but it was funny. It's unlike almost any other book I've written. My brain was just overflowing in a different way, I guess, because, you know, as a journalist or writer, both, you get to go and see a lot of things, and often you don't really get to indulge in them as much as you would like to, but you get to go and you know, go to beautiful places, or you go to a beautiful restaurant or a quirky restaurant even, and think, God, I'd love to go and explore XYZ, but you don't have the time. And then over many years, I guess you sort of build up a picture of some incredible places.
Yeah.
And my brain was just overflowing when it came, once the book was commissioned, so I couldn't write fast enough, you know, to keep up with my thoughts.
Can I be cheeky and ask you what the best region is to visit in New Zealand?
Oh, it's so hard. I have so many favourite places and little hillsides and spots. You know, I guess I'm not going to say my absolute favourite region first, because I'll just say a favourite place in another region is Tiawonga Winery in Hawke's Bay. Above the sea, above the coast at Tiawonga, you get this beautiful sweeping view of the coast, of vines. It's so laid back, and it's got a lovely breeze on a hot day, and the wine's nice and the food's amazing. That, for just relaxation, is definitely, you know, up there in the top 10. But regions, I guess my heart's in the deep south. Central Otago is drop dead. You know, it's ridiculously beautiful. Words cannot possibly do it justice.
One thing about Hawke's Bay is it's quite friendly to the visitor. There are some other sort of regions where there's some great wine going on, some great things, but it's a little bit harder to know where to go and how to sort of put the itinerary together. I guess that's one of the reasons your book can help.
Definitely. I mean, as much as it's been a real privilege in my wine writing life to go and see beautiful places, I've also seen the development of sort of healthier ways of enjoying a little bit of wine. And sorry, I just dropped you.
Okay.
Hawke's Bay epitomizes that with its cycleways. Absolutely incredible. You can cycle for, well, would it be 100? Certainly, you can cycle for at least 100 Ks without really going on the road. You could cross the road, but there's so many beautiful rivers and, you know, coastline there where the cycleways are just incredibly well connected to the city. Little towns like Clive, Havelock North, and you'll not be on a road. You'll be on a safe cycle path. So some of that infrastructure around the country that's also increasing down in central, sadly lacking in some other beautiful regions, such as Martinborough, where I now live. We have stunning wineries, but we really need some cycleways that are safer, because it's a rural farming town. It's quite ironic, isn't it? You can cycle around a lot, and people do. But I think Hawke's Bay definitely wins for, you know, cycleways around the main towns and city.
Yeah. Mind you, I guess you could almost walk them in Martinborough. Everything's so close, isn't it?
You can. You can. Definitely. I mean, that's the beauty of a wine village like this. There's a burgeoning number of wineries making exceptionally good Pinot in Tamuna Valley, which you definitely can't walk to. And unless you're a really keen cyclist, you want to hire a funky little scooter here or drive. It's not very far. Yeah, the beauty of Martinborough, you can definitely walk and cycle around fairly safe roads. So the book's sort of talking as much about where to cycle and where to stay and rivers to visit and walks to go on as it is about the winery, so that, you know, inevitably, if you're in a couple or a family, not everyone's going to want to spend all their time at wineries. So it's sort of thinking about everybody in that you're travelling with or your partner.
Yeah, it's kind of using wine country as your base, right? Doesn't mean you've got to only drink wine while you're there. In fact, I notice you tend to kind of pick a few local favourite restaurants and coffee places too.
Definitely, definitely. And one of the best examples of that is if you want to push your boundaries out a little bit, you can have an amazing coffee at the Floating Coffee Cart just outside of Cromwell. On the beginning of the, what is the name of the, no, oh, it's this incredibly beautiful cycle path between Clyde and Cromwell. And depending which end you start at, if you start at the Cromwell end, you can have coffee from a cart that's floating on the water and literally waiting for cyclists to go past.
The Lake Dunstan walking and cycling trail. I think it is.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Not for the faint-hearted. It was a lot steeper than I expected, I must admit.
Yeah. Hey, could you pick us another couple of places, a favourite winery to go to in central Otago?
Oh, there's so many. A newish one that I think is just, well, is absolutely stunning is Tekano, T-E-K-A-N-O. It means the seed, and its logo, they have beautiful artwork designed based on the kōwhai tree. It's three rusty-looking shipping containers with a fourth one underneath that have been cantilevered above the Kawarra River. It's more amazing than it sounds, and the views and the architecture are just stunning. And, of course, there's beautiful Pinot Noir. That is the Cellar Door, that company's actually built a winery somewhere else. So I guess the word winery sounds sexier than cellar doors, but, you know, a lot of these places are not necessarily where the wine is made, but where it's sold and available to taste. So Tekano's in Bannockburn. You know, Central's a big place, like the Bay. There's a lot of varied regions, but Bannockburn's increasingly becoming a real hub. Carrick Winery is up there as well. That's also beautiful. You can have pizza on the lawn up there overlooking the mountains. And, of course, Mount Difficulty is there, which also has stunning, stunning views down Lake Dunstan. I mean, it's really hard to beat those mountains.
Yeah. We've talked about some big-name wine regions. Any perhaps lesser-known ones that people might want to consider?
Definitely. When you were asking for some favourites, excuse me, I would say North Canterbury is often forgotten and it's off the radar, I think. You know, you drive down State Highway 1 and you sort of drive straight past, but through one of the country's most stunning Pinot Noir regions. And you have Black Estate, Pegasus Bay and Greystone, three of my personal favourite wineries for the quality of their wines, and visiting each of those places. You can eat at two of them, Black Estate and Greystone. Pre-COVID, Peg Bay had a restaurant, and they have a deli there now. So all of them have, you know, really next-level food offerings, and the wines are incredible. North Canterbury is a region that does everything from barrel-aged Sauvignon Blanc to full-bodied, rich, big Chardonnays to outstanding Pinot Noirs incredibly well.
What do you hope people get out of your new book?
I hope they get the desire to walk and cycle and go to rivers around the place a lot more than they do. I mean, I haven't mentioned Nelson and Marlborough, and those two regions are absolutely drop-dead beautiful with some stunning rivers as well. You know, the South Island and a lot of the North is just full of these beautiful rivers that I feel that we often don't really go and see. We drive past them, and I guess this book for me was a chance to try and inspire people to, you know, buy a nice bottle and take it to a river, or buy a nice bottle and cycle to a river, not just do the cellar door thing, but do both. See the country as well as, you know, explore some of the parts of the country that the people who have put cycleways in and gone to so much effort are, you know, encouraging us to enjoy our own country.
Great way to get a new favourite too, visiting a cellar door, right? It could be quite overwhelming heading to a supermarket and seeing these banks and banks of wines, but there's nothing like the connection you can get to a wine from actually tasting it in situ and having someone who knows and loves the wine introduce it to you.
Definitely. And when you go to cellar doors, and you know, I've tried to give sort of potted small teasers of information that actually tell you something in this book. You know, when you actually go to a cellar door, you'll often find things that you can't find even in a specialist wine store, let alone a big high volume turnover supermarket. A lot of winemakers use their cellar doors as a place to have their experimental things. You know, Tucano that I mentioned before has a Gamay that will come out at some point in the next 6 months and probably only be at the cellar door. You know, there's lots of examples of that with other wineries. Even big names like Wither Hills do a lot of experimental things that only sell at the cellar door. And so you can enjoy them on a beanbag there, or, you know, you don't just have to taste them. You can sit down and just relax. And, yeah, I guess it's like going to a smaller restaurant where the chef might chat to you about foraging or finding some favourite ingredient.
Love it. Well done on the book, Joelle. You became famous for your best buys under $15. You got 15 books to your name, and I think this is going to be a really exciting one for people to add to their collection. So thank you very much. Nice to talk to you, and we'll get you on again soon.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Joelle Thompson, her book is A Guide to Touring New Zealand's Wineries.